Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants. Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
By the way, everybody, on Friday night, El Corazon, they're doing a little benefit show for our own Kevin Deers.
Yeah, man.
Starting at 8, 8 bands all together.
All right.
Doors open at 8 o'clock. All the money is going to go to Kevin's family.
Good.
And you can pick up tickets now at KISW.com, and I'm assuming the door as well.
I would think so. I'll tell you what, people have been very kind. Over the weekend, at various points, people that I did not know knew what I did. Talking to this one guy, we're sitting at the bar, about 10 minutes in, he's like, hey, man, by the way, just condolences for your coworker. It is very appreciated. I was very touched by people offering that.
Doors open at 7, and the show starts at 8. That is Friday night. Hopefully, we'll see you down there.
Come on down.
Very positive night. We're going to have a good time. So, hopefully, we'll see you down at El Corazon. All details, KISW.com, tickets and all that stuff there, too. Okay, your guess is as good as mine. Coming up at first time for a few emails from the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got me.
Jump right into the birthdays brought to you by Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa from San Juan Salsa Company.
Dip responsibly.
Trying to get you there.
Let's get it.
Yeah. Guys, my bride has a birthday today. Her name is Courtney.
My bride.
But she goes by Corky.
You guys, your card.
Would you please give her a D that she's going to get? And the captain's with some dirty talk, dirty as possible. Thanks, guys. That from Jaybird.
She wants a D, and she's going to get one.
Ooh, well, ahoy there, and happy birthday, Corky. you want the old captain to talk dirty to you, but let's face it. Your husband's listening, and it might get a little uncomfortable, so I'm going to speak to you and breakfast cereal code, okay? So for your birthday tonight, maybe you lay some honey smacks on my Lucky Charms and then turn a few tricks on my grape nuts and I'll spray you with cream of wheat. Crunch berries.
Jesus. Hello, gentlemen. This is the crazy pug lady wishing myself a very happy 65th birthday.
Does that mean she's a lady who's also a pug?
She is into pugs.
How is she typing?
That is crazy.
She's a pug lady.
A pug lady.
You mean
half
the shrimp?
Pug,
the
half pug, half lady?
Human.
You saying the shrimp fried this rice?
Yeah.
Right? Oh, Tone. Tell me that shrimp.
Crazy pug lady, 65 years old. Can I get you guys talking all over each other about pugs and some dad jokes for Miles? I love you guys. You make my day. That from the lovely Christy.
Pugs. I mean, about pugs and I can't explain them, man. There's something about them.
I don't think they're normal.
They all look like Nancy's and Vito.
We made them. Another nose is all
clear. One is the violin. But otherwise, God, they're loud.
All right, somebody, they invented that, correct?
What? A pug?
That's not a normal dog, right?
I don't know. I will say this one side note about pugs. We talked to a guy who used to work in a building, worked for EA Sports or whatever it was. But they also have zombie games and all this stuff. So he pointed out whatever the particular and very popular zombie game is, when you see the zombies, they're always snarling or making noise. That's how you know you're close. And he said, he has a pet pug. It was sitting on his lap when he's developing this. He's like, I put a microphone in front of my pug's face. That is the sound of the zombies.
Hmm.
That's it. A pug.
That's crazy. All right there, Christy. Got you some dad jokes. Guys, my sex life is kind of like a Ferrari.
Oh, yeah?
I don't have a Ferrari. All right, Plug Lady, you'll like this one. Which Hawaiian island has the most cats? Which Hawaiian island has the most cats?
Oh. Meowie.
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 Yeah.
Oh.
Now, here's one for you, Ted. This is a turtle joke. So, a naked man goes to a costume party with a girl on his back. I'm a turtle, he exclaims. Then what's on your back, asks the host. He says, oh, that's Michelle.
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 Yes.
What cheese makes the best adhesive? What cheese makes the best adhesive? Turns out, mozzarella sticks.
All right.
All right.
The inventor of cold and flu syrup has died.
Oh, yeah?
He left such a good an invention, there was no coffin at his funeral. Couple more for you there, Christy. Guys, my niece calls me ankle.
Why?
I call her my knees. Oh, smell this. Does this smell like chloroform to you? Did you know, Ted, if you buy carrots at the store, you must also buy cabbage and onions?
Why?
It's Cole's Law. And one more. What's the difference between a violin and a fiddle? Difference between a violin and a fiddle?
Person?
Having your teeth. All right, guys, here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefly.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants. Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thank you, Robin. Let's see here. Let's get a contestant online now for your guess is as good as mine. 206-803-ROCK. In the meantime, a couple extra emails where we get a contestant. Phone stories is the subject. Hola, guys. I work for a local emergency medical agency, and we have a Zoom meeting once a month to review calls and learn from them that are hosted by a local ER doctor. I'll call him Dr. B. I don't want to say his full name. My boss was having trouble getting the Zoom connection, so he sent a group text to a bunch of ER doctors. His phone auto-corrected it to say Dr. Boner. That was fun to hear about. Cheers, bitches. Name is withheld. And one more. Guys, catching up on the podcast here on the Odyssey app. Listening to your Would You Rather with a guy that got lost in Canada and was attacked by wolves. I just want to set the record straight that wolf attacks are very, very rare. In my personal opinion, the guy in Canada was making it up just to add some drama to his story, or was attacked by a lone wolf. Wolves are typically shy and elusive, and they avoid people, and attacks are rare. A study of wolf-human interactions in Alaska and Canada, only 16 cases of wild, healthy wolves biting people were found between 1900 and 2000.
Okay.
So most attacks on people by wolves are by rabid wolves. So when wolves naturally prey, that's pretty scarce. Or when they become normal to being around humans. I know you guys were posting a hypothetical, but in all likelihood, any bear is more likely to mess with you than a wolf. Have a great day, guys. That from Chet.
But the beauty of bears, typically, there's one bear. Think about wolves, like if you're attacked by one, there's a pack close by.
Right, because they hunt in packs.
Yeah, right? Cool.
I also like that it's very awkward to see them, you know, just prey. It's like, yeah, they'll do it when they really need something.
Yeah.
They get down on all, right. All fours. God, help me catch that human. I'm hungry.
Time for a little your guess is as good as mine. It's an easy game to play. We get a contestant on the line. You pick from one of two categories and try to get as many right in said category before three strikes and you're out. Steve, who is our contestant? Ready to play your guess is as good as mine.
Hello, Justin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola. Justin, welcome to the program. And your guess is as good as mine. Okay, Justin, our categories today. We have for you the 10 best guitarists of all time. We have extended the list to 20. If you get 10 correct, I will give you the category.
Mm-hmm.
But no help, all right? The 10 best rock guitarists of all time. Then we have for you the best barbecue cities in America in honor of the three-day Memorial Day weekend coming up. So do you want to grill and barbecue, or do you want to listen to a little rock and roll?
Let's go with some barbecue.
Barbecue it is?
Barbecue cities.
All right. Which U.S. cities should be at the top of your barbecue bucket list? To separate the top sirloins from the chuck roast or barbecue scenes, Lawn Starter, our favorite people who do this, they judged the 2024 best barbecue cities in America. So they looked at 500 of the biggest U.S. cities based on five categories. They looked at access to barbecue vendors and smokehouses, consumer ratings on Yelp, competition awards, and the number of barbecue festivals among 20 total metrics.
And wait, how big are the cities?
They're all sizable cities in the top 10, without question. They're all considered cities.
Okay.
Okay. So, Justin, you know the game is played. Try to get as many right in said category before three strikes and you're out. These are the best barbecue cities in the United States. By the way, Justin, just so you know, do you guys know the worst barbecue city in America?
Pearl City, Hawaii.
Auburn, Washington.
Really?
No kidding.
Auburn, Washington, tied with Sandy, Utah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is there even any barbecue joints out there in Auburn?
I don't know.
If they are, they're not very good.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I know we have a listener. I think he's from Auburn, but he told me he's won prizes.
Really?
What?
Yeah.
Huh. I'll be damned.
Maybe he's the only spot in town.
Okay. I don't know.
All right, Justin, what are you thinking as far as the 10 best barbecue cities?
God, I had to go with Memphis.
Okay. Memphis, Tennessee. That would be number two, Justin. You're getting the hang of it right away. There you go.
Oh, yeah. And you guys said it earlier, KC?
KC, on the list, number one.
What was Memphis?
Three. Yeah, two. Memphis was two.
Two. Oh, damn.
Two.
Okay. And then Austin, Houston.
You want to go with both of those together?
Sure.
You're right. Houston's number three on the list.
Yeah.
Austin, Texas, number seven on the list. You are 4-for-4 so far.
Ooh, okay, let's see here.
All right, so these are sizable cities. And look, don't necessarily take my word on this, but I'm trying to think, like, Georgia has good barbecue, so maybe Atlanta falls in there. Or North Carolina falls in, so it'll be Raleigh. Or Charlotte.
Charlotte. You might want to put Charleston in there, too, man. Rodney Scott's got restaurants down there.
It gets tough.
But I don't know about Georgia. I feel like Georgia doesn't get the love. I feel like it's either
Carolina.
Carolinas or Tennessee.
Oh, there is also, I know you mentioned Missouri. There's also one of the top barbecue cities are in Kansas as well.
Not just Kansas City.
Not just Kansas City, Missouri.
Not Missouri. Yeah, because I'm thinking what you're thinking.
So, just going to throw it out there. St. Louis, or St. Louis Ribs.
St. Louis is number six.
All right, that's what I was thinking.
Yes.
All right.
So you got both the cities in Missouri taken care of. There is one more in Kansas in that same area.
Wichita?
Like, I'm not sure what else is right there.
Right, what other places in Kansas do you go to?
Topeka?
I know. I'm sort of
Topeka barbecue.
You're overthinking it.
Well, Winchester?
Is it just the other part of Kansas City that's in? I just gonna say Kansas City again.
Yeah, I think it'd be Kansas City, Kansas, as opposed to Kansas City, Missouri.
You got to say it, man.
Come on, Justin.
Kansas City, Kansas, man.
Kansas City, Kansas.
That's number four.
There we go.
Had to beg you into it, but yes. Kansas City, Kansas, and Kansas City, Missouri.
So the Kansas side ranks three places lower than the Missouri side.
That is correct.
But aren't they one kind of giant city separated by a river?
Not if you talk to the people who live there.
Yeah, I get it. Like, I understand that there's a divide between the two. However, you guys are making the same doggone barbecue.
I don't know, because keep in mind, when we were there, what was amazing, when we brought up the fact, well, it's one city, and they go, right, but you got to understand, you have to go by state laws. So the people that live on one side have a, I won't say much different way of living, but certain things are legal there that's not legal in the other. So it adds to some friction, I guess, between the two sides. I was like, wow, okay.
How many West Coasts?
There is one West Coast city that makes the list.
Los Angeles.
That is number five. You are correct, Justin. So far, you've got the top seven. Austin, Texas, St. Louis, Missouri, L.A., Kansas City, Kansas, Houston, Texas, Memphis, Tennessee, and number one, Kansas City, Missouri.
Are we all done with Texas, Mike?
No, we are not, Mike.
I would say maybe Dallas. All right.
San Antonio.
San Antonio's
number eight. Very good. Two left. These are major cities in the United States.
Does one of them have a football team in the Ravens division?
No.
Okay. I was thinking Cincinnati.
Are we still thinking Carolinas a little bit?
No.
Not Carolinas. Man, it could be something in like Kentucky too. Because they have a lot of barbecue festivals.
Yeah. Should we put Atlanta on there?
These are big cities.
I'm thinking Atlanta. I have Atlanta written down just because it's the size. And you're right. You don't hear about Georgia barbecue, but there's no way it's bad, right? It's up to you, man, but I would guess Atlanta.
I kind of want to guess Chicago.
Oh. Chicago's more famous.
Chicago? Is that what you're going to go with?
Sure. Let's go Chicago.
Number nine.
Wow.
Damn. Yeah.
Number nine.
Actually, Chicago, they do have the biggest barbecue festival of the year is in Chicago.
Oh, really? Okay.
All right. Yeah.
Okay. So, okay. Well, Justin.
Let's go
get our
guess of Atlanta.
Okay, all right.
Do not listen to me anymore.
That's two strikes, Justin. You got one left. There's one major U.S. city that is part of the best barbecue cities in the country.
Can you give me a coast or like direction of the country?
East
Coast. And he said major cities. Do like, is it as simple as New York? I don't know. They got a whole lot.
But would it be D.C.?
He said you're going to go to New York.
Mike said New York. Let's go with it.
You got it, man. You ran the table.
All right. There you go. Those are the best barbecue cities. Thanks to the folks here at LawnStarter.com. Number 10 is New York, New York, followed by Chicago, Illinois in 9th, San Antonio, Texas, 8, Austin, Texas, 7, St. Louis, Missouri, 6, L.A. at 5, Kansas City, Kansas is 4, Houston, Texas, 3, Memphis, Tennessee is 2nd, and Kansas City, Missouri. So the state, according to this, with the most locations, would be Texas with 3.
Without a doubt.
Followed by Missouri with 2.
What's the best barbecue you've had? Not necessarily the place, but just the general location.
Oh, wow.
Casey, for me, it's Houston, man. I'm sorry. Houston, just they crush it.
Honestly, Birmingham, Alabama.
I believe that.
Just so good.
I mean, it's just tough because in South Carolina, I've had the best pork of my life.
Yep.
But the brisket at Terry Black's in Austin's hard to beat.
Okay.
And for the record, Austin, Lockhart, Texas, which is about an hour south, is considered the birthplace of that Central Texas barbecue. So, like, Terry Black's, an offshoot of the original Black's, they all started in Lockhart and kind of got to a bigger city.
Okay. Come on to 508. We'll drink and toast for the shot of the day. You are listening to the Men's Room.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Coming up here at 508, we'll drink a toast for the shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 550. But first, quick check on Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Thank you, Miles. Thousands of people broke a world record by gathering together in a small town all dressed as Smurfs.
That where we're at now.
Really? I thought you would be in support of this, Steve.
I'm not against it. I'm just kind of like, really? Okay.
Not a lot there. It's like peanuts.
Yeah.
Smurfs are just, okay.
Well, the thing is with the Smurf, is you can be your own Smurf.
Sure.
You know, as long as you just paint yourself blue and maybe have a red hat.
Wait, so I don't have to be one of the characters. And they cover most of the basics,
I thought,
right?
Papa Smurf's the only one with a red hat, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Everybody else got a white hat,
you
right?
get to be Papa, huh?
Yeah. Damn right.
You're going to go out there with a red hat and tell people you're not Papa Smurf.
No, I'm Daddy Smurf.
Those Smurfs. Oh, that's your Smurf.
I'm not calling you Daddy Smurf.
No, you're not.
Hey, Daddy Smurf.
Hey, Daddy.
Daddy Smurf.
Daddy Smurf.
I might watch the Smurfs introduce that character.
Who was the big evil guy? Gargamel?
Gargamel.
I mean, I watched the Smurfs a lot as a kid. But I
never did watch the Smurfs.
Yeah, that makes sense.
What was your point, man? Like, did they do anything, or was it just that they're Smurfs and this dude Gargamel does not like them?
Yeah, there was drama in every episode. I feel like it was mostly with Gargamel.
All right.
Or whose turn it was with Smurfette.
Okay, that's not real. But I'm just saying.
It's my night tonight.
They just tag out when one goes out the door. All right.
Yeah. Send in daddy.
Uh-huh. That's the end of the line right there. Experts have studied the science behind having a aha moment. Turns out that your brain actually creates a unified network that strengthens memory formation. Basically, what they said is that having an aha moment helps you learn a lot better than gradually learning the material.
Okay.
And that makes sense.
You tend to remember your aha moment. Well, like, you know, my kid can sit in school for 3 years and they're going through different math equations as they go through it. And then there's just this one equation for whatever reason. They get it, and it made sense of everything, and you can kind of see the aha.
And that's the thing, is that you have that aha moment that kind of locks in the full understanding of it.
Look,
I can teach you that 2 plus 2 equals 4 all day, and I'll get you to regurgitate that 2 plus 2 equals 4.
But it doesn't mean anything.
Right, but up until you have two apples, and then you say, wait a minute, I need two more, and you go, oh my God, there's four apples in my hand. Like,
that's what they're talking about.
There it is.
So. I remember I pissed my kids off when they were much younger, and they're telling 1 plus 1 is 2, all that kind of stuff. Good for them to know. We had a little eyedropper. How many drops of water is that? They're like, one. So I dropped another drop directly on top, and they're like, well, that's still one. I said, but it's two.
That's right.
They were very confused, and I didn't have an answer for them. I'm like, honestly, I don't know what to tell you. We know it's two drops, but to anyone else, that's one drop.
Correct. Correct. France has announced plans to open up a high-security prison on their territory in the Amazon jungle.
I saw that.
Wow. Yeah. That feels like the French Alcatraz. Like, okay, yeah, good job. You got out of the high-security prison. Now you're in the middle of the Amazon jungle.
You really pissed them off.
No kidding, dude.
Well, France was kind of famous way back in the day for having, like, those island prisons.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, and they still got the turf over there, so they're like, oh, no, we're building this, man.
Right.
I don't think that's really fair to the people that live there, though.
They didn't ask.
It doesn't matter. It's their territory.
It's our territory.
I mean, it's kind of a massive thing going on in Australia right now.
What's that now?
Well, they have, like, their Memorial Day.
Okay.
But they have some, over the years, they've added indigenous people doing, like, a welcome.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
And then, like, a lot of these, I'm assuming, kind of white, or I don't want to say white supremacists, but they're like, why do I need an indigenous inviting me? Like, I grew up here. I fought for the country. It's like, right, but they were here first.
Right. Yeah.
It's kind of like, it's like having a Native American start a thing and be like, oh, all right, we're all cool now. Welcome.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, right, he's right. He was here. We just kind of took it over.
Sure. Exactly.
So I feel like we've kind of seen it doesn't work out that well. And France is like, oh, we're going to do it.
Yeah. Build a jail.
Right? Like, I don't know. If I'm living there and I don't know modern technology, I'd be like, I'd probably throw whatever weapon I have.
What I got at you. Yeah.
That's what they're counting on. They're like, please escape.
Yeah, right.
See how that works out. You'd be clamoring to get back in.
Exactly. A new study has found that preschool boys that watch violent television are more likely to become aggressive, mischievous teens.
You don't say.
Right.
Well, yeah. I mean,
hey, who's showing violent TV to a preschooler?
Bad parents.
You'd be surprised, yeah.
I mean, honestly, like, who's showing that to the kid? The most violent thing I saw was probably Looney Tunes.
Correct.
Yeah, but they came back to life. It wasn't real, and you knew that.
Yeah, I also know, don't stick a piece of dynamite in my mouth and think it's a cigar. Right. Don't jump off of cliffs.
It wasn't a good thing that happened to these right. folks.
Don't order anything from Acme.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
It won't work.
Well, and that, you know, parental advisories that came out there, because half the time there was parents that just didn't know what it was that their kids were consuming.
Yeah.
You know, Grand Theft Auto. You had kids that were playing Grand Theft Auto because then, for whatever reason, the name Grand Theft Auto didn't trigger anything in those parents. But if it's the popular game.
It's stealing.
Right.
Not beating up hookers.
Exactly.
I remember my kid was young when he asked about it.
Running for them cops.
No, man. I said, no, look, he had some violent video games, but I said, look, that one's just a little different based on her storyline.
Exactly.
Like, that's all, man.
Right. No. You get to still be Mario and jumping on Koopas, man. Well,
you can shoot people.
We'll upgrade later.
You just can't just get it off a car and beat up a hooker. That's all. That's where I draw the line. You want to shoot that guy? Go ahead.
It can't be a bloody scene on a sidewalk. Right. NASA issued a warning that the sun is rotating one of its most active faces toward us in the coming days, which may cause some blackouts.
Oh, well, they've been saying that for about a week now.
Yeah.
So,
but it's like for really coming now.
No, we really mean it.
And I think they said like Thursday is when we're supposed to get those things zapped.
I mean, the blackouts are the worst thing. I'm like, all right.
Right.
So what's it do? Just like spit stuff out at us?
Pretty much. A lot of solar activity, a lot of flares and whatnot that are all, you know, the solar storms. That's what it is.
Right.
Solar storms.
Space storms 25.
Space weather. A new study found
Are you prepared?
What kind of umbrella do you need?
Yeah, exactly.
We got Jim Cantore on the scene. Yeah, buy these.
All right, you know, if Local News could, they would send their anchor to the Sun.
Damn right.
Right? I mean, like, you hear something about a court case. Sun. They do it with hurricanes. They do it with court cases where I'm watching the 11 o'clock news. Why is this anchor standing outside of the goddamn courthouse?
Why do they have
the
to be there?
The court case has been done for 6 hours.
Right.
He's standing there at night. The only people around him probably pooping their pants. And I'm like, why? We know what a courthouse looks like.
Right.
He does not need to be there.
Look, if you open up the window and you see that it's storming outside, your first thought is not, I'm going to go out there. Yet news agencies, for whatever reason, are like,
get out there.
Send Steve out there. We go out there to these hurricane gale winds.
You got
to
do it.
You got
to. I get the courthouse thing is it's already over.
That's so stupid.
And the man or woman has to go. Totally different scene here 4 hours ago. Like, all right.
We understand.
But like when it's snowing, I like it. Like, yeah, show me those roads. Like, I have no idea, Mike. There could be a foot in Redmond. I need somebody over there.
I need somebody.
I need eyes on it. I need a camera.
Telling me doesn't help. I need to see it.
Yeah. What, am I just supposed to believe it?
I need some minimum wage schlep out there.
Yeah.
Telling me that the roads are dangerous. I know because I drove here.
You know that's what it is. It's the new guy or new girl.
Yes.
She just got out of college and it's like, so there's some solar activity. We need to send you to the Sun.
Yeah, you're going to the Sun.
Yeah. We only have three reporters.
There's animals attacking people from the woods. We need you to go out there and tell them how dangerous it is.
Take some raw meat. We want to see one of the animals.
Make it move.
Right? And go buy drugs from that guy.
That guy.
Let's see how bad Third Ave is.
A new study found that sleep regularity matters just as much as sleep duration.
Okay.
So basically, you can sleep from 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. If you're sleeping all the way through, that's a hell of a lot better than if you're waking up at midnight, you're waking up at 2, you're waking up at 3, you're waking up at 4.
Okay.
Granted, you do fall right back asleep, but when you wake up, it is disrupting the rest that you're supposed to be getting.
I mean, they tell you this stuff, but it's like, you do recognize, like, I'm not setting my alarm for an hour and a half after I fall.
Right.
My body, that's supposed to have my back, woke me up, and if I don't have to go to the bathroom or something, like, What?
What's the deal?
I'm tired. We got that. I'm already in bed. It's dark. Can we just go
I'm
back
doing
to
all
sleep?
The right stuff.
Right.
Right. But it still doesn't work out all the time.
Well, you know, we talked about it earlier today that you're not supposed to have a clock that shows you the time in your room because it'll you know,
stress
you
out.
So will this study.
I know.
Oh, no, I'm not sleeping.
Right. Like, you have no control over that. I woke up because my body decided to wake up.
Right.
I didn't ask it to wake it up.
I would prefer if it just ran right through to 6.
Yeah.
Damn it. Staff at the National Zoo in D.C. are reporting, quote-unquote, flirtatious behavior with their pandas.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do they add they
what does that
one?
Mean? They fall on a chair?
With visitors? I see you taking my picture.
Yeah, look at this thing tumbling down the hill. Those are the ones they just put in there.
Are they?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
And they're already bumping some uglies.
Well, I mean, they're animals.
Yeah.
Like, what? That's kind of what they do, man.
Come on, mama.
They don't care if you're looking.
We're like, voyeurs. Do you stop hitting on women if you're single because you've traveled? No, it's more exciting.
Right.
Right?
They're probably so a new location.
Hey!
Right, I've been locked up. It's just been me and my buddy as bears. And then it's like you drop in a lady bear. Like, yeah, we're going to flirt with her.
Are they flirting or are they having sex?
I think they're flirting. It's flirtatious
behavior. How can
behavior.
You tell when a panda's flirting? Would he buy her a martini? I mean, like...
It twerks.
You get when they're about to get it on.
You know I've got 4 Pandas Expresses.
I got 4 chains.
Doing pretty well for myself.
Doing good, man.
Just got an
egg roll for you. Egg roll? No.
It is bad. We're talking about real pandas, and I am kind of thinking about orange chicken.
You can get it. That's what that'd be my move. Dude, I'm the panda for Pan Express.
Hey, baby, what's a broccoli?
What do you need? What do you need? Lo mein?
Crab rangoon?
I can do that.
Yeah, they live in D.C. They don't need authentic Chinese.
Nah, they're going to Ben's Chili Bowl.
They would house some.
I'm in D.C. now, bro.
Right. Experts have revealed that we may be witnessing the extinction of the semicolon.
I'm already positive when to use it.
Why so are we experiencing it? Because people, like Ted said, you're not sure when to use
it? Pretty much, because the application of it is so seldom that everybody just says, screw it, we're not going to use it anyway. And I believe you use the semicolon when a sentence that you finish is either able to finish right there with wherever you're putting it, or it can go with a comma as well.
Correct.
Giving examples.
Mm-hmm.
So... Yeah, you never really need to use it. Plus, the written word is going away, too.
You mean actual physically writing
exactly.
words?
Exactly.
Yeah.
People aren't penning letters anymore. People aren't writing dissertations
Not
so
true.
Much anymore.
We got a letter today the castle brought in from us. Several pages handwritten.
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm. I didn't see that one.
Oh, it's a little cuckoo.
It's a fun one.
But, yeah.
Okay.
We got it.
Fantastic. Well, you know what? Grabbing onto that was one thing that might make you sick. In fact, there's a handful of things in your house that are making you sick.
The Men's Room Top 10.
Everything.
The Men's Room Top 10.
10 ways your home is making you sick. Here's one obviously overlooked thing in your home that can cause physical symptoms that are doing great harm to your health. It can cause cold and flu symptoms, chronic headaches, digestive problems, breathing problems, heart disease, all manners of PTSD, and diarrhea. Explosive diarrhea. And it's your toxic relationship with your significant other. There's only one remedy. Kick that stooge to the curb. I feel better already.
Dear Lord. Oh, geez. So this is actually from a gut scientist, and these are 10 ways that your home is making you sick.
I'm a gut scientist. Mm-hmm.
Gut
scientist. Sexy.
That is a big focus right now, is your gut health. I don't know why, but it's a major focus right now.
Do you want to take a probiotic?
No.
Okay.
I think maybe in the last 20 years, I've figured out that so much of your health and what goes on, kind of how you feel and all that, is in your gut.
Yes, sir.
Maybe we should pay attention to that.
They start with your shoes. The expert's first warning starts from the bottom, advising people to take off their shoes before entering their home, as 45% of shoes tested were found to carry a bacterium which can prompt gastrointestinal symptoms and cause colitis.
Okay. So I should stop licking the bottoms of them.
Take your damn shoes off. Your microwave. The household microwave took the next hit, with the expert urging people to clean up spills immediately, lest they risk contaminating the food that they're heating with bacteria like E. coli, salmonella, both of which can sicken the gut and potentially cause serious illness. Also, if you're the jackass that warms something up in the communal microwave and it blows up in there,
just clean it up.
Just wipe it down.
It does not take long.
No.
Yeah.
And you know that you're that person, too. Nobody is that distracted that they take that thing out. And they see the crust on the top where, you know, around where the volcano went off. Like, all right, clean the damn microwave out.
They know.
Jeez, a whiff.
Again, it's not yours.
Right.
Like, I will go blue in the face saying this, right? Like, I am far from super clean guy. But when you share an apartment with somebody or you share a workspace, you have to keep those common areas clean.
Correct.
Not everybody has your same level of this, like, I'll get to it tomorrow.
Right. And quit putting your stuff in the sink. It's nobody's job around here to clean up your doggone dishes.
Yes.
Damn it. Dishcloths. Again, these are 10 ways that your home is making you sick. They label dishcloths one of the most contaminating things in your home, mainly due to the fact that people use the same one for multiple surfaces, then leave them sopping wet in the sink. Like, if there's a somewhat easy solution, start by soaking yours in boiling water for about 15 minutes every week.
Okay.
Or just have a rotating
That goes a long way.
Surplus of them, you know what I mean? The wife has got us on... what are they, Vietnamese rags or something like that? I don't remember what they are, but they're a certain kind of a spongy material. It's kind of like the ShamWow, only it's a lot more concentrated. I forget what the hell they are.
ShamWow.
ShamWow. He should be there. I
know.
I'm Owen Wilson for ShamWow.
ShamWow.
Wow.
Look how much water it soaks up. Wow.
Coffee machines. Again, these are 10 ways that your home is making you sick. Your morning cup of Joe didn't go unscathed in this roundup with warnings that coffee machines can be a breeding ground for bacteria and mold. You should flush the system with vinegar and always change the water before use. And also don't overload the doggone hopper to where it boils over.
Still no idea.
No idea. No doggone idea.
I got an espresso. It's a life changer.
Oh, yeah?
It's my latest big purchase.
Attaboy.
It's unbelievable.
How big is the machine?
Not big at all. Like this big.
Okay.
Yeah. Just espresso anytime I want. Yeah. It's awesome.
Anything you need. Chopping boards. I do believe this one. Every home needs at least 2 chopping boards, one for meat and one for everything else to avoid cross-contamination. Yeah, that's what they say. Furthermore, according to the U.S. Food Safety and Inspection Service, it's best to discard the chopping board before it gets too warm because the crevices can trap bacteria.
Crevice.
Yeah, the wife gets on me a lot. It's kind of like with
glad
your wife.
There.
I'm a chopping board.
Hey, crevice. No, my wife. We're talking about her.
Yeah, that's right. No, she got on my hide for a while there about making sure that I used the right cutting board for the right stuff, you know, because I grab.
I'm kind of anal about cutting boards, but I wash them all the time, but it's just from being in restaurants.
Sure.
I mean, they just beat that into your freaking head.
But
man,
my whole thing is that I do wash them. I wash them after every use, so it's like it shouldn't matter. It's like, now what you're chopping on there soaks into the wood of the cutting board, and it's going to screw up all, you know, we're going to get onion on our fruit.
It won't if you're washing it, but, you know, I understand how that works.
I know. Ways that your home is making you sick, your fridge. Let's see here. Refrigerators should be deep cleaned at least once a month.
Yeah.
Storing food properly is also important. Start with ready-to-eat produce at the top and work your way down by cooking temperature.
I don't know the last time I did a deep clean on the fridge. Like, it has been cleaned out and kind of wiped out.
Yeah.
But not a deep clean.
Deep clean on a fridge. I'm with you. Yeah, that's a tough one.
And usually it gets a good cleaning because something spilled.
Yeah.
Right? And then you pull everything out and you kind of do a wipe down, but not...
It was either last month or 2 months ago that I did the deep clean on our fridge.
Oh, yeah?
She's pretty well on it of putting it on the list of like, all right, this needs to be done.
Okay.
Her eye for grime is just perfect to where it pisses me off, but you
got
know
them
what?
We grime eyes.
We keep things clean. Switches and knobs.
Yes.
Yep. Shows up on the list. Consider washing your hands after the next time that you flick a light switch or turn the doorknob. Both are covered in bacteria. Switches are usually somewhat warm thanks to the electrical current that they toggle and, as such, are a perfect breeding ground for germs.
Cool.
Yeah. Even your doorknobs. Stuff like that.
That's exactly right.
You can't see it.
There can be 217 bacteria per square inch, according to an estimate from Lancaster
General
Health.
I looked in the sun briefly came through the window today, and I realized I am due for the spring clean.
Yeah.
Where you do the baseboards,
yes.
You do the window ledges, you actually clean your place instead of giving it a once-over. You like give you actually clean.
Right. I do baseboard the windows pretty much once a week. Let me rephrase that. The window ledges.
Okay.
Not that's the windows. Once I got the vacuum out, it's like, you just go for it.
Let's do it.
And the dog helps remind me that it needs to be done.
I got to remember this one, the TV remote control.
Mm-hmm.
The average household television remote control can have up to 20 times more bacteria than your toilet seat.
I know, because the button that says last is almost wiped off of mine.
Yeah, there's just a lot.
I've been
lot.
Using that bad boy for a while.
Last.
Now it's just ass.
Ted just wants to go back in time to the last channel he was on.
Oh, well, it sets up like, if you have Comcast, it sets up like the last.
Oh, your former channels.
That you've had?
Yeah.
So, you know, you got to get the sports in there and then Old Man History Channel and that kind of stuff.
Attaboy. And then this is the last way that your home is making you sick. It only affects certain people. My kind of people. Your pets. It's hard to resist a snuggle with a furry friend, but to wash up soon after. Cats and dogs are known to stick their faces in their butts and in each other's butts, something humans should avoid. Their toys, bowls, food, and poo are all full of bacteria, and they probably had their face in all of them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Filthy, filthy animals. In South Wales, a 300 British pound fence turned into a bankruptcy for a 79-year-old woman, Miles.
Why is that?
Tell you all about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming at 5:50 in the meantime. Have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Three time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink test. Can Steve throw a hill to find out who we're toasting?
Yes, indeed. And today's shot is brought to you by Black Raven Brewing, proud brewers of Men's Room IPA and the Men's Room 20th Anniversary Lager. Before we get to the shot, quick shout out to Mr. Jacob Pruss. Keep doing what you're doing. It does not go unnoticed. You know who you are. Now, today, we toast three Chinese women that were visiting South Korea. Now, as it turns out, I did not know this, but South Korea, the plastic surgery clinics, they are renowned as some of the best in the world. So,
most plastic surgery in the world.
Really?
It's South Korea.
Huh. I did not know that. Yeah. Okay, so if you're in China, it's a neighbor. And no surprise that women from other Asian countries like China regularly fly to South Korea to get work done on their faces. Now, the problem is that a few of them, they just stop at the nose jobs or the facelifts or the Botox, but some of them completely remodel their faces. And that's where the trouble began for our three travelers. Because passing through airport customs with these plastic surgery certificates that they give you, usually that's good enough. However, in this particular case, their faces had changed so much that China could not recognize them either through the computer facial recognition or their passport. I saw a picture of one of them. They look entirely different. So basically, Your body needs some time to recover from the plastic surgery. So if nothing else, you're going to end up being swollen. But these ladies left the day after the plastic surgery. So not only were they swollen, they also had bandages wrapped around their faces and heads. Now keep in mind, they are the women. But again, facial recognition, so I do not know who this is. It did not match the passport. They're like, we can't let you through. So far, we're on day three of these women just stuck in a South Korean airport trying to get back home to China.
Yeah, I just found that out a couple of weeks ago. That's the number one country for plastic surgery.
I don't know. Just read that today. Apparently, that's the place to go. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola. Let's get a contestant online for Profile Now. Profile this now. 206-803-ROCK.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply. Bye.